This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Texas Walmart shooter sentenced.
No emotion from 24-year-old Patrick Crucius.
Development in the Baltimore mass shooting.
It's a 17-year-old who they've arrested.
U.S. sending cluster bombs to Ukraine.
This is their country they're defending.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The Texas white supremacist who gunned down 23 people at an East El Paso Walmart in 2019 is sentenced in federal court to 90 consecutive life sentences. Reporter Chris Fox.
Shackled and wearing a blue jumpsuit, 24-year-old Patrick Crucius was silent as the life sentences were handed down. The past 2 days, he's listened to the victims' families talk about the impact of the mass shooting.
He's a pathetic piece of trash.
I don't forgive him. I don't think he deserves anyone's forgiveness.
Crucius's attorney, Joe Spencer, spoke after the sentencing.
We are looking for a voice of reason in a house of madness. We're trying to make sense out of something that's senseless.
El Paso District Attorney Bill Hicks hopes for a state trial as early as 2024.
We are still going to be seeking the death penalty.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Baltimore police have arrested a teenager they believe was involved in a mass shooting last weekend. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Baltimore police say they've arrested a 17-year-old, a person they say is too young to publicly name, for his role in the shootings that wounded 28 people and killed two young adults at a community cookout, an annual tradition in Baltimore Sunday morning. They haven't ruled out more arrests. They've said multiple shooters are believed responsible. And casings from the scene indicate more than a dozen guns were used in the rampage.
President Biden's administration decides to provide cluster bombs to Ukraine for the war against Russia. A cluster bomb is designed to disperse smaller bombs over a large area. The United Nations has urged the warring countries to avoid using them. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan defends the plan.
Ukraine has been requesting cluster munitions in order to defend its own sovereign territory. The cluster munitions that we would provide have dud rates far below what Russia is doing, is providing, not higher.
President Biden announces new steps to crack down on short-term health insurance plans and surprise medical bills, the latest in his fight against so-called junk fees.
Americans thought they were buying temporary insurance that would provide real coverage in those plans. Instead, many have been saddled with thousands of dollars in medical bills these junk fees don't cover. And I think it's outrageous.
Mr. Biden proposes a rule that closes loopholes companies use to offer short-term insurance products. Federal safety investigators are looking into why the engine on a United Boeing 737 MAX caught fire on June 28th after landing at Newark Airport. No one was injured. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 187 points. Now this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the U.S. has destroyed the last of its declared chemical weapons. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The decades-long effort had a September 30th deadline for destroying the weapons under the International Chemical Weapons Convention, which took effect in 1997 and was signed by 193 countries. Another Army site in Colorado completed the destruction of its stockpile last month, an effort it began in 2016.
A cargo ship burns for a third day at a New Jersey port after claiming the lives of two firefighters. Crews are battling flames flaring from decks where hundreds of vehicles were loaded. Tom Weicker is with Gallagher Marine Systems, which is helping in the firefighting effort.
Teams are fighting a variety of fires amongst the several decks in the superstructure. To combat that, there's a team of 20-plus firefighters and additional salvage support who have been fighting this fire around the clock since it began.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The June jobs report comes in lower than expected, but still delivers another month of solid gains, adding 209,000 jobs. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com.
Monthly job growth thus far in 2023 averages 278,000. Still impressive, but down from 2022's monthly pace of 399,000 jobs added a month.
The unemployment rate falls to 3.6% from 3.7%. The breakdown of talks between UPS and the union representing its drivers, loaders, and package handlers leaves just weeks to settle issues ahead of a possible walkout on August 1st. CBS's Mark Strassman reports from Atlanta.
Each side is accusing the other of walking away from the table, and that, of course, is an issue. The deadline is July 31st, and because UPS essentially delivers roughly 19 million packages 5.5 days of the week, there is going to be potential a significant disruption to how we all do business, whether you get an Amazon package or whether you're in the supply chain somehow.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Seekers take part in this year's first running of the bulls in Spain. At least six people have been injured.
The bulls are back. And so are the crowds for the thrill of the chase in the Spanish city of Pamplona.
That cannon goes and people start running, and all of a sudden you're in a dead sprint.
Alec Levick flew in from the U.S. to join thousands of daredevils from all over the world at the annual Running of the Bulls. At least six people were injured, but no one was gored. Activists have long protested the tradition, calling it cruelty to animals. The same bulls that run are later killed in the ring during professional bullfights. Tina Krause, CBS News.
PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan says he'll return on July 17th after a one-month absence due to a medical situation. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, July 7th, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure. Because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.